Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Monica, the bottom line is that Ken is not getting back to you after a first date.
Exactly. Ken is not getting back to me, and I don't know why.
And based on your message to us, I mean, can you think of any reason why he wouldn't be reaching out?
Yeah, we got along great. I mean, he came back to my place, and he left the next morning early to get to work, so we had a good night.
Wow. No judging. It's not so. So it sounds like it went well. So what do you think? I mean, I know PT just asked you, but there's got to be something in the back of your mind, right?
I don't know. I mean, our chemistry was incredible. Like, maybe he just wanted to hook up. I thought like we could be something more. I mean, I messaged him a few times, but I definitely waited a couple of days before I did. And yes, I spaced him out over a whole week. So it wasn't like a ton, you know?
And did you guys meet on like an app or something and message there first or what?
Yeah, we met on an app and it was pretty quick that we were interested in each other. So, he gave me his number. So I texted him. So that was another thing. I'm like, he gave me his number, you know?
Okay. All right. So if you can't think of anything, Monica, then we're going to go straight to the source. We're going to call Ken. If he picks up, answers the phone, hopefully he'll come on with us and tell us the reason why.
That sounds amazing. Okay. Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Could we speak to Ken?
Yeah, what's this about?
Okay, Ken, please don't hang up. This is not a sales call or a spam call, anything like that. It's actually, we do the morning show. It's Thunder and PT. We do the morning radio show on 102.9 The Wolf. We do a segment called Second Date Updates. And we are calling you in reference to a date you went on with Monica, who messaged us about you. Well, I guess
you would take a couple minutes for us.
Yeah, I got a couple minutes.
Okay, so you know who we're talking about.
Yes.
Okay, got
absolutely.
It. Did you enjoy your time with Monica?
I did. And she is great, super hot, and fun. And. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
That's definitely true. We had a great time together.
Yeah. So she reached out to us, and this thing is called Second Date Update. And basically, she had a great time, which sounds like you did as well too. And she wants to know why you haven't been back in touch with her since. That's why she called us.
Look, she is. I don't think she's very educated.
What do you mean? Educated.
I mean constant errors in her messages. I did the right thing. I texted her the next day, right? Because that's what a gentleman does. We had a great time together, and I reached out to her the very next day. But in her messages, she writes fir, like fir tree, instead of for. And your, instead of your, like you are. And I wanted to pull out a red pen to correct her messages every time I heard back from her. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so that's a big pet peeve of yours.
Yeah, I mean, she's not a teenager.
Yeah.
You know,
so grammar police.
So she needs. And they, you know, autocorrect.
She needs to proofread her messages because this was a turnoff.
I would appreciate that because it just comes across as lazy or, like I said, uneducated.
Oh,
and I don't like that.
God. Oh, my God. When I get excited, I just type and send, which means I like you. Is that a good thing?
Monica's still here.
Well, Monica is, well, we talked to Monica. Okay, so Ken, yeah. Well, Ken, the way
what
it works.
Mean, still here. You've been listening into this the whole time?
Hi, Ken.
Hi.
Wait, I don't understand. Hi.
Okay,
the big deal about something as insignificant as typos. This is ridiculous.
Well, you know, if you actually say it's because you like me, you would check your messages before hitting send.
Yeah. Okay. You're acting like I don't even know proper English.
You don't speak proper English.
You just forget it. I don't want to see someone who thinks I'm dumb.
Well, hey, you're the one who said it, not me.
Okay, so hold on. Okay, first of all, Monica, are you you say you just type, you get excited and you just type and you don't go back and proofread your message that you are to anybody?
No, yeah. Who does that? Who cares?
Yeah, right. It's a 2 on a scale of 1 to 10
for you,
Monica.
Anyway.
But on a scale of 1 to 10 for you, Ken, it's like a 9.
Yeah, it's pretty important, and I think I put that out there on my profile, too, as did you, you know. You said that you appreciate reading and literature, and I feel like 10 lols or whatever the kids are calling them now.
You want me to, like, pull out a quill and write you a manuscript? I don't understand.
All right.
I mean, this is actually sounding kind of not so bad, but... Yes, I would appreciate it if you used your plain proper English when you texted.
I don't know about this.
So, Monica, are you having second thoughts now after Ken's reaction to your text and grammar?
Yeah, if this is such a big deal, like, what else is a big deal? I'm looking for someone who is easygoing, and I'm sorry, I don't want to have to, like... proofread my text.
I mean,
and look, that's exactly how I see it, because if you can't do something simple like that, I just can't imagine what else you're not going to be able to do.
Oh, hi, okay. Maintenance. So I think I'm good. Actually.
All right, you've changed your mind now, Monica, even though you contacted us. So you're out too, Ken?
Out. I'm out.
Okay.
Well, I guess we've solved that mystery.
Well, you're both... in agreement, then, Y-O-U, is it apostrophe R-E?
You are both in agreement.
You are both in agreement.
There's an apostrophe in that one.
That would be correct.
Yeah.
We
proofread that one.
There is no doubt, T-H-E-R-E.
Apostrophe S.
No, there's no doubt.
There is no doubt
that you don't want to see each other again. Is that's correct, Ken?
We won't. Okay. As in, will not be contacting each other.
See how long that took? Yeah. Oh, what a waste of time.
I know, Monica, but you called it.
It sounds like they're
okay, we got that one already, PT. Yeah,
not a match made in heaven.
We did that one. Oh, God.
We didn't.
Wow.
Well, we want to thank you both, Y-O-U, both, B-O-T-H, for F-O-R, being... on second date update.
I wish I could say it apostrophe S. Been a pleasure.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.